This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Governor Jim Justice stopped by Fairmont State University and Elkins on Thursday. Ann Lee attended his stop at Fairmont State University and brings us this report.
Justice repeated many of the same messages during his Fairmont stop that he's been sharing with West Virginians since he began his Save Our State tour a few weeks ago. He warned the audience that the state's economy is suffering, he reminded them that he isn't responsible for creating the suffering, and he said that everyone should be prepared to make sacrifices to help West Virginia recover. During his State of the State address last month, Justice asked lawmakers for more than $450 million in tax and fee increases, something legislative leaders strongly oppose. On Monday, Justice released a second potential budget plan with smaller tax increases, but he says lawmakers still haven't acted on any of his proposals.
You know, I put stuff on the table in the State of the State, and nobody did anything. And all of a sudden, we're a third of the way through the session, and who knows what in the world we're doing.
Lawmakers traditionally do not vote on a final budget bill until the end of the legislative session. Justice has stated that if the West Virginia legislature doesn't pass revenue measures during this legislative session, Fairmont State University, along with other colleges, could be completely eliminated from the state budget. He used a metaphor of tugging a rope to illustrate how he thinks West Virginia should face its uphill battles.
And we've all got to pull the rope and run up the hill together.
After Justice's speech at Fairmont State, University President Maria Rose said that the university continues to do its part to pull that metaphorical rope.
We have experienced a number of budget cuts at the university and at the community college over the past several years. We have not only adhered to all of those budget cuts, but we have tried to trim our budgets as much as we can. We have tried to keep college tuition down to an affordable rate.
She added that the potential of a future without Fairmont State would be devastating for the local economy.
I think the city of Fairmont, again, needs to think about what the city would be like if the university and the community college were not here.
In response to Justice's budget press conference on Monday, Republican House Speaker Tim Armstead and Senate President Mitch Carmichael issued a joint statement stating that they were pleased to hear that the governor had listened to some of their concerns. They said that they hoped to continue working with him on the budget this session. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ann Lee in Fairmont.
About 9% of West Virginians are veterans. That's higher than the national average. And tragically, 20 veterans across the country commit suicide each day, often as a result of post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. On this week's episode of Inside Appalachia, we hear about a program that's helped several veterans in West Virginia find peace and purpose. Army veteran Eric Grandin was the first veteran to go through the Veterans and Warriors to Agriculture program. Today, he's a full-time farmer and beekeeper. Inside Appalachia's Roxy Todd caught up with Grandin and his daughter Abigail at their farm in Clay County.
We are in the truck in Ovapa, and we're at our garden. And,
This is 6-year-old Abigail Grandin. She's taking me on a tour of her dad's farm.
We have a pretty busy house.
Abigail takes me up a steep hill to see the bee boxes that hum with her dad's honeybees.
The most important thing for the worker bees is they feed the pollen to the baby bees.
Abigail has her own protective bee suit, and she loves helping her dad check the bee boxes. But we don't get close to the bees today because of the weather. It's cold and rainy, and as Abigail knows, the bees are likely to sting when they're grumpy.
Do they ever sting?
When they're mad, yes.
Her dad, Eric Grandin, asks Abigail to talk about why the bees are so important to him.
Help Daddy with getting honey.
Her dad leans in to whisper in her ear the other special thing about beekeeping.
It helps Daddy feel better.
The bees are awesome. When I work with bees, I'm an absolute normal person. It takes away all my anxiety. I've learned bees recognize anxiety. So if I'm having a bad day, I stay away from the hives. I've learned if I go into them having issues, they're going to notice it, and I'm going to end up walking away swollen, which I do not like. So when I go work my bees, I flip over a 5-gallon bucket, sit with them, go through every frame, you know. It may be slower than a lot of people do work with their bees, but I'm not there to rush through the process and just get it done. You know, we're there for each other. I'm helping them grow. They're actually just, they're healing me.
Grandin is 50 years old. His struggles with PTSD went undiagnosed for decades. He says he started having symptoms back in 1990, and his wife noticed, but they didn't talk about it for years. He had a major flashback around the time Abigail was 9 months old. Now, 4 years after he started farming, he says he feels like he's gotten his life back.
I've met others in our program that will tell you they have saved their life. You know, bees have saved my life. Agriculture has saved my life.
Many of the veterans who have gone into agriculture echo Grandin's claim that beekeeping is therapeutic. There aren't any scientific studies on this, at least none that have been published. But anecdotally, many advocates of veteran farming programs say they've seen beekeeping help people like Grandin. This is how Grandin explains it.
Comparing bees to our society, every bee has a specific job in the hive. As soon as a bee is born, and you can actually watch them come out, you know, and be born, and they'll turn around and clean up their cell for the queen to come by and lay another egg for another bee to be born. It's a beautiful thing to watch. They work together, 60,000 bees in one colony, one queen. Each one has a specific job. They don't argue. There's no, you know, second thought to what they have to do to survive. Whereas our society, it's nothing but conflict. You know, he's this, you're that, you think this, I think that. You know, there's no cohesiveness. Military, we have cohesiveness. I think it brings me back to what I used to have and the harmony, you know, working as a team or, you know, everybody thinking the exact same way to accomplish something. That's what the bees do. And they do it in such a harmonious way. Just the sound of them. If I have trouble sleeping, which a lot of people with, you know, PTSD do, I listen to a recording of the beehive. That sound is enough to put everything out of my mind so I can sleep.
Beekeeping is also something Grandin gets to do with his daughter and his wife. They all have projects on the farm, and they work together and stay busy. And that's another reason Grandin says farming has helped him find a purpose, because it's something he shares with his family.
People don't spend time together anymore. You know, they're too occupied with gadgets. It worked in the past. It really did. It brought people together, families together, doing stuff together. And, you know, with the veterans, a perfect opportunity. You know, we help each other heal.
I just come down here sometimes.
Abigail likes living on this farm, too. She likes walking through the woods and through the greenhouses. One of her main jobs is gathering eggs from their chickens, which roam freely around their yard outside.
We have chickens. A lot of little chickens.
There's also a guinea that likes to perch on their balcony and make a lot of noise.
That's the guinea again. See? Noisy guineas. That's the noisiest one.
Grandin says farm life is a lot of work for his family, but he's proud to be able to give his daughter the chance to have space to run and play. He's also proud that she likes working with her parents, raising food that they eat all year long. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Clay County, West Virginia.
You can hear more about the Veterans and Warriors to Agriculture program on this weekend's episode of Inside Appalachia, which airs Sunday morning at 7 a.m. and Sunday evening at 6, or subscribe to the podcast on wvpublic.org. This is West Virginia Morning. It's coming up on 7:54. breezy today with variable cloudiness and scattered snow. Temperatures in the 30s, becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the teens. Partly cloudy on Saturday, a slight chance of snow or rain. Highs in the 30s and 40s, mostly sunny. On Sunday, a little warmer, with highs reaching the 50s and low 60s.
Support for the weather forecast is provided by Erie Insurance, putting service first since 1925. Local agents available at erieinsurance.com. By the Convention and Visitors Bureau of Ripley, with hometown shops, locally made products, and year-round craft workshops at Cedar Lakes Conference Center. Information at visitripleywv.com. And by Bowles Rice, a full-service law firm representing businesses and individuals throughout West Virginia and the surrounding region since 1920.
An ear for cinematic folk music. Critically acclaimed singer Iron and Wine performs We Two Are a Moon during his Mountain Stage debut during the show's 33rd anniversary celebration. Here's Iron and Wine with the Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
This song is a love letter to toss into the fire. Wind comes through the window, faces carve into the hearth. Find a soul and feel it, hearts have hidden rooms. Sing with me to wrong gods, music isn't safe. This love is a photograph of snow kept in a cloud. We don't look for failure, but it's teaching us the world. And it's open kisses, mercy among stones. Horses in the doorway, running out of rain. And we all die of we put family first. The world can withhold so much beauty. This life is a river rock to turn under your tongue. Laughing rubs it smooth and crying turns into a pearl. Promise me tomorrow, fingers deep in green. This well's full of water, we two are a moon.
That was Iron and Wine with We Two Are a Moon. You can hear this song again and more music Saturday night at 8 on Mountain Stage, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the assistance of Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Glennis Board, Dave Mistich, Roxy Todd, Liz McCormick, Carol Lofton, and Ann Lee. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our music is by Matt Jackford. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.